Hello again.
Tere jälle.
I'm going to share a word with you this morning.
Täna hommikul ma jagan teiega sõna.
And let us just pray.
First. Ja palvetame alustuseks.
Thank you Holy Spirit.
Tänu püha vaim.
You are our teacher.
Sina oled meie õpetaja.
And you open to us the secrets of the kingdom.
Sina avad meile kuningriigi saladusi.
So please speak to us in Jesus name.
Nii et Jeesuse nimel palun räägi meiega täna.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have been doing this series now called You Promised.
Ma olen teinud nüüd seda jutluse seeriat Sina lubasid.
And this is from the prophecy of Zechariah.
See on Zakaria profeteeringust.
Where he says that you promised to our father Abraham.
Kus ta ütleb, et sina lubasid meie isale Abrahamile.
That free from fear.
Et see on siis vabadus hirmust.
And saved from the hands of our foes.
Ja päästetud meie vaenlaste käest.
We might serve you in holiness and justice all the days of our life in your presence.
Ja sinu läheduses võin sind teenida oma elupäevade lõpuni.
And today I want to focus on this bit where he says, you saved us from the hands of our enemies.
Ja täna ma tahan keskenduda sellele osale, kus ta ütleb, et sa päästad meid meie vaenlaste käest.
And he was realizing again, I told you last time.
Nagu ma eelmine kord ütlesin, seda taipas jälle.
That the promises of God were being fulfilled.
Et Jumala lubadused viiakse täide.
Because Jesus is coming.
Sest Jeesus on tulemas.
This is a Old Testament prophet, so to say.
See on, or, mida Vana Testamendi profetid räägivad.
Or he is the high priest of the Old Testament order.
Et on Vana Testamendi korra ülem preester.
But he is realizing that all of the promises of God are coming true in this moment.
Aga ta saab aru, et kõik need Jumala lubadused saavad sellel hetkel täidetud.
So he is just, you know, prophesying.
Nii et ta lihtsalt profeteerib.
Mainly to his son, John the Baptist.
Põhiliselt oma pojale, Risti ja Johannesele.
But everybody who's listening there.
Aga ka kõigile, kes seal kuulamas on.
It must have been a famous prophecy.
Pidi olema päris kuulus profeteering.
Luke has written it down.
Isegi Lukas on selle kirja pannud.
Maybe he went and asked him, what did you say exactly?
Võibolla ta käis küsimas, et mis sa täpselt ütlesidki?
But it was a powerful moment in history.
Aga see oli ajaloos üks võimas hetk.
And he says to John the Baptist.
Ja ta ütleb Risti ja Johannesele.
When he's a little baby.
Kui ta on alles väike baby.
You know that you shall go ahead of the Lord.
Sina peaksid minema issanda eel.
To prepare his ways.
Et tema teed ette valmistada.
And you know which is what he did.
Ja seda ta ka tegi.
And you know this is what we can do as well.
See on ka see, mida meie saame teha.
You can receive this prophecy for yourself.
Sa võid selle profeteeringu ise enda jaoks vastu võtta.
You can be little John the Baptist.
Sina võid olla väike Risti ja Johannes.
And make way for the Lord on this planet.
Ja teha sellel planeedil issandale teed.
And you know, I must decrease.
Ma pean ennast alandama.
And he must increase.
Ja tema peab tõusma üles.
This is the way of the prophets of the Bible.
See on Piibli profetite viis.
So I'm going to read to you a bit of a scripture.
Ma loen natukene pühakirjast.
Maybe find your Bibles. Let's open from Acts chapter 16.
Apostlite tegude 16.
And I'm going to read a bit, so 10 verses, so you can follow if you have your Bible.
Loen 10 salmi, nii et sa võid seda jälgida, kui sul on piibel.
And this is from verse 22.
Salm 22 alates.
And this is Paul and Silas.
Ja see on Paulus ja Siilas.
Okay, so it says, the crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods.
Ja rahva hulk tõusis nende vastu. Võimukandjad kiskusid rõivad nende seljast ja käskisid neid keppidega peksta.
And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely.
Ja kui nad olid neile palju hoope andnud, heitsid nad apostlid vangi ja käskisid vangivalvurit neid hoolsalt valvata.
Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
Niisuguse range käsu saanud, heitis valvur nad sisemisse vangikangi ja pani nende jalad pakku.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
Kesköpaiku Paulus ja Siilas palvetasid ja laulsid Jumalat kiites ning vangid kuulasid neid.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened.
Aga äkitselt sündis nii suur maa värisemine, et vangihoone alused vappusid ja otse kohe avanesid kõik uksed ja kõikide köidikud pääsesid valla.
When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped.
Kui nüüd vangivalvur unest ärkas ja nägi vanglaukse lahti olevat, tõmbas ta mõõga ja tahtis end tappa, arvates, et vangid on põgenenud.
But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here."
Paulus hüüdis aga valju häälega, "Ära tee enesele kurja, sest me kõik oleme siin."
And the jailer called for lights and rushed in and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas.
Siis palus valvur tuld, tormas sisse ja heitis värisedes Pauluse ja Siilase ette maha.
Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Tõi nad välja ning ütles, "Isandad, mis ma pean tegema, et pääseda?"
And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household."
Aga nemad ütlesid, "Usu Isandasse Jeesusesse, siis pääsed sina ja su pere."
And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house.
Ja nad rääkisid Issanda sõna temale ja kõigile, kes olid tema kojas.
This is a powerful story, isn't it?
See on päris võimas lugu, kas pole?
This is a God miraculously helping Paul and Silas.
See on lugu, kuidas Jumal imeliselt Paulust ja Siilast päästab.
And saves them, you know, from the hands of their enemies in one sense.
Ja mingis mõttes päästab nad nende vaenlase kätest.
But what he really does is he releases them into his plan.
Aga mis ta veel teeb on, et ta vabastab need tema plaani jaoks.
And he uses this sad moment to save those prisoners, that the prison keeper.
Ja kasutab seda hetkega selleks, et see vangla ülemat päästa.
And his family.
Ja tema peretki.
So I think it's a very important and good lesson in the Bible.
Ma arvan, et see on Biiblis üks väga hea oluline õppetund.
Who was the enemy in this story?
Kes oli vaenlane selles loos?
Was there enemy in this story?
Kas selles loos oli üldse vaenlast?
You think about it for a second.
Kui sa mõtled hetke sellele.
You know, the Israelites in Old Testament.
Vanas testamentis Israelased.
God took them.
Jumal võttis nad.
From the hands of their enemies.
Nende vaenlaste kätest.
The Egyptians.
Egiptlaste käest.
Broke them free.
Tõi nad vabaks.
Send them away.
Saatis nad ära.
You know, through the desert.
Läbi kõrbe.
Brought them into the promised land.
Tõi nad tõotatud maale.
And then fought off all their enemies.
Siis võitles kõigi nende vaenlastega.
And they inherited the land.
Ja andis neile selle tõotatud maa.
It took a few years.
See võttis mõned head aastad.
But God fulfilled his promise tyranny.
Aga Jumal täitis oma plaani.
And he did, you know, defeat all their enemies in one sense.
Mingis mõttes ta võitis kõik need vaenlased nende teelt.
But did he?
Aga kas ta tegi seda?
Did he defeat all their enemies?
Kas ta kõrvaldas kõik need vaenlased?
Let me ask it this, way.
Või las ma küsin nii pidi.
Did they allow God to defeat all their enemies?
Kas nad lubasid Jumalal kõik nende vaenlased võita?
You know, it's very clear from the, you know, from the Bible.
Biiblist on vägagi selge.
That their captivity in Egypt.
Et nende vangistus seal Egiptuses.
This is like a spiritual story.
On nagu selline vaimulik lugu.
It's not just, you know, historical.
See ei ole lihtsalt mitte ajalooline.
But it has a spiritual meaning.
Aga sellel on ka selline vaimulik tähendus.
And the fact that he cleaned the land before them is spiritual meaning.
Aga see, et ta puhastas selle maa enne, sellel on selline vaimulik tähendus.
But for them.
Aga nende jaoks.
And you know the story.
Ja sa tead seda lugu.
Maybe their physical enemies were defeated.
Võib-olla need füüsilised vaenlased said võidetud.
But there was some enemies inside.
Aga olid mõned vaenlased nende sees.
They didn't stay the big promised land nation, did they?
Nad ei jäänud selliseks suureks tõotatud maa rahvaks.
It wasn't a beautiful story from then onwards.
See sealt edasi ei olnud üks ilus lugu.
You know, God with their mighty hand, with his mighty hand.
Jumal oma kõik võimse käega.
Brought them out of Egypt.
Tõi nad Egiptusest välja.
Gave them the promised land.
Andis neile selle tõotatud maa.
And after seeing all his miracles.
Pärast kõikide nende imede nägemist.
And all the love he had for them.
Ja kõik see armastus, mis tal nende jaastu oli.
They kept worshiping him forever and ever.
Nad jätkasid tema ülistamist igavesti.
No.
Ei.
Some enemies.
Mõned vaenlased.
Defeated them.
Võitsid neid.
But in the inside.
Aga just sees pool.
Not in the outside.
Mitte väljas pool.
There was still love of money.
Ikka oli raha armastus.
There was grumbling.
Nurisemine.
There was all sorts of things.
Igasugused asjad.
They were looking to other gods.
Nad vaatsid vale jumalate poole.
Idols.
Iidolite.
Why can't we have a king like all other nations?
Miks meil ei võiks olla kuningas nagu teistel rahvastel?
You know, they were looking in all the wrong places.
Nad otsisid igalt poolt valedest kohtadest.
So it doesn't help if God only defeats our physical enemies.
Sellest ei piisa, kui Jumal ainult meie nähtavad füüsilised vaenlased.
There's some other enemies.
On veel vaenlasi.
And obviously it wasn't enough.
Ja ilmselgelt ei olnud Iisraelastele sellest küllalt.
So this is the moment that Zechariah is in.
See on ka see hetk, kus Zacharias on.
He was an expert in Jewish history.
Ta oli ekspert juudi ajaloo osas.
He would have known all the ups and downs.
Ta oleks teadnud kõiki neid üles ja alla.
All the good kings and all the bad kings.
Kõiki häid ja halbu kuningaid.
You know everything they were good at and how miserably they had failed.
Kõik, milles nad olid head ja milles nad olid eksinud.
And so he realizes now that the help is actually coming now.
Nii et nüüd ta saab aru, et abi on tulemas.
The spiritual meaning of this story of Exodus.
See selle loo selline vaimulik tähendus.
The spiritual fulfillment of this story.
Selle selline vaimulik ellu viimine.
That is happening now.
Mis nüüd juhtub.
Because of Jesus is coming.
Sest Jeesus on tulemas.
So we can actually be defeated. And our enemies can actually be defeated.
Meie vaenlased saavad tegelikult ja tõeliselt seljatatud.
The ones that keep us prisoners inside.
Need, kes meid vangis seespidiselt hoiavad.
Because you must imagine these prisoners in Acts.
Sest sa võid seda apostlite tegudes neid vaenlasi ette kujutada.
The prisoners.
Neid vangad,
Paul and Silas.
Paulust ja Siilast.
They were not some ordinary prisoners.
Nad ei olnud mingid tavalised vangid.
I mean, did God save them from the beatings?
Kas Jumal ju päästis nad nendest kepihoopidest?
He didn't save them.
Ei päästnud.
They got beaten all the blows.
Neid peksti luudeni.
Did God save them from the prison?
Kas ta päästis nad vanglast välja?
I mean, from going to prison.
Sellest vanglasse sattumisest?
No.
Ei.
But were they free?
Aga kas nad olid vabad?
Were they free?
Kas nad olid vabad?
They were free.
Nad olid vabad.
Their physical enemies were there.
Nende füüsilised vaenlased olid seal.
But they were free.
Aga nemad olid vabad.
They were singing.
Nad laulsid.
Thanking the Lord.
Tänasid Jumalat.
In the prison.
Vanglas.
Praising him.
Ülistasid teda.
With everything they had.
Kõigega, mis neil oli.
You can imagine they were joyous.
Kujuta ette seda rõõmu nende sees.
They were happy.
Nad olid õnnelikud.
They didn't mind the shackles.
Nad ei nurisinud nende jala pakkude üle.
You know, maybe a little bit.
Võib-olla veidi.
But it didn't stop them.
Aga see ei peatanud neid.
And this is what Jesus does.
Ja see on see, mida Jeesus
teeb. That's the difference.
See on see erinevus.
A prison is not your enemy.
Vangla ei ole sinu vaenlane.
Unless it's an internal one.
Kui see just ei ole su sisemine vangla.
And you can stay in prison all your life.
Sa võid kogu elu vanglas olla.
And worship the Lord.
Ja ülistada Jumalat.
And fulfill his plan for your life.
Ja viia ellu tema plaani, mis tal sinu eluks on.
If you're free inside.
Kui sa oled seesmiselt vaba.
If you're not free inside.
Kui sa ei ole seesmiselt vaba.
You can have all the freedom in the world.
Siis sul võib olla kogu maailma vabadus.
You can have everything this world has to offer.
Sul võib olla kõik, mida sellel maailmal on pakkuda.
But you can be defeated.
Aga sa võid ikka olla rünnatud.
So what are the enemies?
Mis on vaenlased?
What are the enemies of Jesus?
Kes on Jeesuse vaenlased?
You know, you can imagine you being a school kid or something.
Sa võid ette kujutada, kui sa oled koolilaps või keegi.
And there's some bullies there.
Ja siis, kui seal on mingid kiusajad.
And in the break they push you into the corner of the school yard.
Ja vahetunni ajal nad suruvad su kusagile kooliaia nurke.
And you know, that's what the enemies of the Lord do.
Seda Jumala vaenlased teeksid.
And there is this big bad boys.
Ja seal on need suured halvad poisid.
You know, there's different enemies.
Need on teistsugused vaenlased.
One could be condemnation.
Üks võib olla see hukkamõist.
You know, I haven't done good enough.
Ma ei ole küllalt hästi teinud midagi.
One of these boys is called condemnation.
üks nendest poistast kiusatust, tema nimi on hukkamõist.
There could be depression.
Seal võib olla mingi masendus.
Or illness.
Või haigus.
I mean, obviously last week we talked about fear.
Eelmisel nädalal näiteks rääksime me hirmust.
Obviously sin.
Muidugi ka pat.
And death.
Ja surm.
And Satan, the Saatan, big one.
Saatan, see suur.
His lies.
Tema valed.
One of them is called lies.
Üks nendest kiusatest, tema nimi on vale.
Often we believe them.
Tihti me usume teda.
We're in the corner.
Me oleme nurka surutud.
We can't get out.
Me ei saa sealt välja.
Guilt.
Süüdunne.
Different things. Poverty could be, you know, poverty mindset could be one of the enemies.
Selline vaesuse mõtteviis võib olla üks meie vaenlane.
There's different enemies.
On erinevad vaenlased.
But they're not physical anymore.
Aga nad ei ole füüsilised.
Because, you know, Jesus came to defeat the enemies.
Sest Jeesus tuli vaenlasi võitma.
That actually keep us captive.
Mis meid tegelikult hoiavad vangis.
He came to save us from the hand of the devil.
Ta tuli meid saatana küüsist päästma.
You know, it says in Corinthians that let us give thanks to God.
Korintlastes ütleb, et tänagem Jumalat.
Who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
Kes annab läbi Jeesuse Kristuse meile võidu.
And if you look in New Testament, it's repeated.
Uut testamenti, siis ta võidab.
So why don't we turn our eyes to Jesus?
Nii et tõstkem oma silmad Jeesusele.
And let's thank him.
Ja tänagem teda.
That he will give us victory.
Et ta annaks meile võidu.
He will give you victory.
Ta annab sulle võidu.
Of any one of these enemies.
Kõigi nende vaenlaste üle.
You know, Margo was saying last week.
Margo eelmisel nädalal ütles.
When Jesus' enemies was gathered around him.
Kui Jeesuse vaenlased oli kõik tema ümber kogunenud.
He often just walked through them.
Siis ta tihti lihtsalt jalutas nende vaelt läbi.
This is what you can do with Jesus.
Seda sa võid Jeesusega teha.
All these enemies in the corner.
Kõik need vaenlased seal nurgas.
They want to keep you there forever.
Nemad tahavad sind igavesti seal nurgas hoida.
But with Jesus you can just walk through them.
Aga Jeesusega sa võid lihtsalt kõndida nende vaelt minema.
You know the story I've shared it with you before probably.
Sa tead seda lugu, mida ma olen varem ka jaganud sinuga.
But it's true story.
Aga see on tõesti sündinud lugu.
And it's been verified many times.
Ja seda on kinnitatud palju kordi.
And it happened in Nigeria actually.
See juhtus Nigeerias.
And when these you know Muslim terror you know extremist groups they would hunt down and persecute Christians.
Kus siis need moslemi sellised äärmuslikud mingid rühmitused kiusasid kristlasi taga.
And they attacked this village.
Ja nad ründasid siis seda küla.
And they managed to, you know, most of them fled, but ran away, but they managed to capture 76.
Et enamus küla elanikest said põgenema, aga 76 vangi siis jäid nende kätte.
And they took them away and kept them... captive.
Nad viisid need kristlastest külaelanikud siis vangi.
And there was you know men, women, children.
Seal oli mehi, naisi, lapsi.
Some of them were like 3 years old.
Mõned olid 3-aastased kõigest.
And there was four men.
Ja 4 meest oli seal.
And on the first day sad story but these 4 men were shot.
Lugu algab küll kurvalt et need 4 meest lasti maha terroristide poolt.
Because they would not deny their faith.
Sest nad ei salganud oma usku.
And
Jeesusesse.
Then they're left in the in this prison for a while.
Ja siis need jäeti need teised sinna vanglasse mõneks ajaks.
And these guys threatened the mothers.
Ja siis need terroristid ähvardasid neid laste emasid.
That we will kill you as well.
Et me tapame teid ka.
If you do not deny the faith in
kui
Christ.
Kui te ei loobu oma usust Jeesusesse.
And so you can and they were left you can imagine what they are thinking.
Ja kui nad jäeti siis oma pead, siis võid kujutada ette mida nad mõtlesid.
Thinking about their kids.
Mõtlesid oma laste peale.
Thinking about themselves.
Enda peale.
And then.
Ja siis.
You know their mothers were praying. Emad, asking the Lord what to do.
Emad palvetasid ja küsisid Issandalt et mida me peame tegema.
Some of the kids come running.
Mõned lapsed tulid joostas.
Said Jesus came.
Ütlesid et Jeesus tuli.
He told us.
Ta ütles meile.
Do not be afraid.
Ärge kartke.
Do not deny the faith.
Ärge salaka oma usku.
He will save us.
Tema päästab meid.
And he will, you know, he said he is the way, the truth and the life.
Jeesus ütles, et mina olen tee ja tõde ja elu.
So obviously they are a little bit excited.
Mõistagi nad on veidi elevil.
But this moment comes when they're all, you know, lined up against the wall.
Aga tuleb hetk, kus nad on kõik müüri äärde and ritta
the,
pandud.
The soldiers are like loading their guns.
Ja need sõdurid juba laevad oma relvi.
And these mothers, they will not deny the faith.
Ja need emad ei salga oma usku.
Because Jesus had spoken.
Sest Jeesus on rääkinud.
And suddenly these soldiers.
Ja äkki need sõdurid.
They start to scream
and run. Karjuma ja jooksma.
They scream snakes, snakes,
karjuvad,
snakes.
Madu, madu.
And some of them drop down dead.
Ja mõned neist sõduritest kukuvad surnult maha.
And the other ones run away.
Ja teised jooksavad lihtsalt minema.
And then one of the, you know, bigger guys, the Christian, grabs one of the guns.
Ja siis üks suurematest lastest võtab maast relva.
He's about to shoot the soldiers.
Ja tahab neid sõdureid hakata tulistama.
And one of the little girl goes to him and puts his hand, her hand on him.
Ja üks väike tüdruk tuleb, paneb oma käe tema peale ja...
And she says, you don't need to do this.
Ja ütleb, et sa ei pea seda tegema.
Can't you see?
Kas sa siis ei näe?
That the men in white are fighting for us.
Et valges mehed võitlevad meie eest.
And the 72.
Ja need 72.
Obviously they were saved.
Mõistagi pääsesid.
And they were telling their stories afterwards.
Ja nad rääksid pärast oma seda lugu.
And you know, they were investigating this.
Ja nad seda lugu uuriti.
Obviously, you know, different stories happen.
Muidugi mõistagi erinevaid asju juhtub.
Was it true or not?
Kas see oli tõde või mitte?
And they would interview these kids.
Ja nad intervjueerisid neid lapsi.
And they had this big map of different pictures of Jesus.
Ja neil oli siis väga palju erinevaid pilte Jeesusest.
And every single one.
Ja iga üks.
Pointed to the same picture.
Iga laps näitas seda sama pilti
paljudest. When they were asked, what did it look like?
Kui tema käest küsiti, et milline Jeesus välja nägi.
And you know, you, people ask these pastors.
Ja inimesed küsisid enda pastoritelt.
You know, why does Jesus talk to them like this?
Miks Jeesus just nendega niimoodi rääkis?
And I don't know Nigerians, maybe you know better, but they said.
Aga nad ütlesid.
You know, you have over 200 versions of Bible.
Teil on üle 200 piibli versiooni.
You can hear Jesus there.
Sa võid Jeesust sealt ise ka kuulda.
These kids, they don't have anything.
Aga nendel lastel ei ole ju midagi.
So they, you know, Jesus speaks to them this
Sellepärast
way.
Sellepärast Jeesus rääkis nendega nii moodi.
You know, we have the word of Jesus.
Meil on Jeesuse sõna.
Which we can trust.
Mida me saame usaldada.
We can trust this word.
Me võime seda sõna usaldada.
Because it's powerful.
Sest see on võimas.
And we can rely upon it.
Ja me võime sellele loota.
So if you need freedom.
Nüüd kui sa vajad vabadust.
Or if you need your enemies to be defeated.
Või kui sa vajad, et sinu vaenlased saaks võidetud.
I think it's very simple.
See on väga lihtne.
You ask the Lord.
Siis sa palud issendalt.
You turn your eyes to him.
Sa pöörad oma silmad tema poole.
And you admit.
Ja tunnistad.
I need your help.
Ma vajan su abi.
You trust in him.
Sa usaldad teda.
And you trust in this word.
Ja sa usaldad tema sõna.
And then you do as he says.
Ja siis sa teed nii, nagu ta ütleb sulle.
And we've talked about listening to his voice and everything.
Me oleme rääkinud tema hääle kuulmisest. Ja
and he wants to talk to you.
Ta tahab sinuga rääkida.
And show you how you can become freer.
Ja tahab näidata, kuidas sa saaksid vabamaks.
Another awesome story.
Veel üks võimas lugu.
I said I will share you some stories from Reinhard Bonke's life.
Ma lubasin jagada Reinhard Bonke elust sulle.
And this time he's in England.
See kord Reinhard Bonke on Inglismaal.
And he's talking at he's preaching at this sort of youth event.
Ta on mingil suurel noorte üritusel.
And he goes to this this hall where the meeting is about to happen.
Ta läheb sinna suurde selles koosoleku ruumi. Halli.
And the people have already gathered there.
Inimesed on juba sinna kogunenud.
There's about 12,000 youth and you know the adults who are with them.
12,000 siis noort ja oma vanematega.
And he's just looking through the you know the curtains.
Siis ta vaatab läbi nende kardinate.
Somebody else is talking and announcing him.
Keegi veel seal laval nagu juhatab teda sisse.
And he's praying, Lord, what do you want to do?
Ja siis ta palvetab, et issand, mis sa tahad teha.
What kind of miracle you want to do?
Mis ime sa tahad teha.
And he can sense the Holy Spirit.
Ja siis ta tunneb püha vaimu.
And in this one of the 12,000.
Ja üks neist 12,000.
There's a lady.
See üks naine.
Whose name is Jean.
Kelle nimi on Jean.
And she's in a wheelchair.
Ja ta on ratastoolis.
And there were about, you know, a few people in wheelchairs there.
Seal olid mõned inimesed veel.
And her story goes like this.
Ja tema lugu on selline.
She has a seriously bad back problem.
Ta tal on väga suur mingi selja vigastus.
She's always had like trouble as a kid.
Juba lapsena oli tal see probleem.
Grow up in a children's home.
Kasvas lastekodus.
You know, beaten up there many times.
Pekstud seal palju kordi.
But she was adventurous and
Aga ta oli selline seiklusimuline.
And he would always get into trouble, you know, and
sattus alati mingitesse segeldustesse.
And and his back was bad already.
Ja ta selg oli juba niigi halb.
From accidents and whatever.
Igasugustest õnnetustest.
And but now she had become a Christian.
Aga nüüd ta oli kristlaseks saanud.
And she was a mother.
Ta oli ema.
And had a husband John, but he wasn't saved.
Tal oli ka abikaasa John, kes ei olnud päästetud.
But she took a really bad fall. She fell
aga
really badly.
Kukkus väga halvasti.
And now she like damaged the back even worse.
Nüüd oli ta oma selga veelgi rohkem vigastanud.
And they were doing some surgeries on their back.
Talle tehti seljale igast operatsioone.
But some of them went wrong.
Aga mõned neist läksid natuke valesti.
And some of the, you know, discs were like melted or fused together.
Mõned need diskid olid kuidagi kokku sulanud.
And her hips had come out of the sockets.
Puusad olid tulnud siis sellest nagu soklist välja.
So she was in a wheelchair.
Nii et ta oli põhimõtteliselt nagu
She really was in a wheelchair.
Seal ratastoolis.
And but she would never miss a Sunday meeting.
Aga ta ei jätnud kunagi pühapäevast jumalateenistust vahele.
She would always go.
Ta alati läks.
Her husband would push her to the car.
Tema abikaasa lükkata sinna autosse
tooli. And would have to lift her in.
Peab ta tõstma sinna autosse.
And you can see that she is sweating in pain.
Ja ta sa näed, et ta higistab valust.
And you know, she would go to the meeting.
Ja siis ta läheb sinna koosolekule.
But she cannot actually keep sitting for long time.
Aga ta ei saa istuda kaua aega.
Because the pain becomes unbearable.
Siis valu muutub lihtsalt välja kannatamatu.
So she would take her crutches.
Ja ta võtab oma kargud.
And she would lean against the back wall.
Ja siis ta toetub niimoodi vastu taga seine.
And there was not a single person in this meeting.
Ja sellel koosolekul ei olnud ühtegi inimest.
Who wasn't constantly aware.
Kes ei oleks olnud kogu aeg teadlik.
That she is in serious pain.
Et ta on tõsistes valudes.
So everybody is always praying for her.
Nii et alati kõik palatsid tema pärast.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Issand Jeesus.
Please heal Jean.
Palun tervenda Jeani.
And then she would keep going.
Ja siis koosolek kestis.
She would always keep going to church.
Ta alati jätkas ikka kirikus käimist.
Her husband would beg her, just stay home.
Ja ta abikaasa palus, et lihtsalt jää koju.
She said, no, I'm going.
Ta ütles, ei, ma lähen.
I will not miss a meeting.
Ma ei jäta ühtegi koosolekut vahele.
Till one time this little child comes and prays for her.
Kuni ükskord üks väike laps tuleb ja palvetab tema eest.
3 years old, I think she was.
Umbes 3-aastane või nii.
Put her hand on Jean.
Pani oma käe Jeani peale.
Just a simple prayer.
Lihtsalt siuke lihtne palve.
Please Lord.
Palun issand. Tervenda.
Jean. And she was the youth leader as well.
Et oli ka, see naine oli ka noorte töö liider.
I mean, helping all the other kids.
Kõike teisi lapsi aitamas.
But then she began to have faith.
Aga siis tal hakkas kasvama usk.
And then one night.
Ja ühel õhtul.
She had 2 very vivid dreams.
Tal oli väga kaks väga huvitavat unenägu.
Well, the story was that she was supposed to do this one final surgery on her back.
Ta pidi oma ühele viimasele operatsioonile selja pärast.
And it was 50-50 chance if she survives.
Ja seal oli umbes siuke 50-50 võimalus, et kas see üldse õnnestub. Kas ta üldse jääb ellu.
So she was struggling with this decision.
Siis ta nagu võitles selle otsustamisega.
And then she had this dream.
Ja siis ta nägi unenägu.
She saw herself on the surgery table.
Nägi ennast seal selle operatsiooni laual.
And saw the doctors operating on her.
Nägi, kuidas need arstid teda seal opereerivad.
And she saw herself dying on this table.
Ja nägi ennast seal laua peal suremas.
And she wakes up.
Ja siis ta ärkab üles.
Obviously she knows what the meaning of this dream is.
Mõistagi ta taipab, mis on selle unena mõte.
She's thinking, am I just too much thinking about this?
Et mõtleb, et kas ma mõtlen liiga palju sellest.
Am I just too afraid?
Kas ma liiga palju kardan seda?
And just in this anxiety she falls asleep again.
Ja siis selles sellises ärevusest ta jääb uuesti magama.
And she sees the second dream.
Ja siis näeb teist une nagu.
She sees herself in this meeting.
Ta näeb ennast sellel koosolekul, teenistusel.
And there's 12 people in the wheelchairs.
Ja ta näeb 12 inimest ratastoolis.
And there's this preacher.
Ja siis seal on see jutlustaja.
And he has a funny German accent.
Ja tal on naljakas saksa aktsent.
And he's preaching the gospel.
Ja ta jutustab evangeeliumi.
And then this guy comes to pray for the sick.
Ja siis ta see jutlustaja tuleb haigete eest palvetama.
And you know obviously she's very excited.
Ja mõistagi siis ta on väga elevil.
But she goes the preacher goes to the person next to her.
Ja jutlustaja läheb tema kõrval oleva inimese juurde.
And prays for that woman there.
Ja palvetab selle naise eest seal
and
kõrval.
And she stands up.
Ja siis see naine kõrvalt tõuseb üles.
But then she falls back down in the chair.
Aga siis ta kukub tagasi tooli.
And the preacher is looking around.
Ja siis jutlustaja vaatab ringi.
And then he comes and prays for her.
Ja siis ta tuleb tema eest palvetama.
And she gets up.
Ja tema tõuseb üles.
And she stays up.
Ja tema jääb püsti.
And she starts to run around the building.
Ja siis ta hakkab seal ruumis ringi jooksma.
And she woke up.
Ja siis ta ärkas üles sest unest.
She dares to share this dream with her pastor.
Ta julgeb oma pastoriga jagada oma unenägu.
And what should I do?
Et mis ma peaks tegema?
And the pastor says, don't focus on the first dream.
Pastor ütleb, et ära keskendu esimesele unenäole.
Focus on the second one.
Keskendu teisele.
So she starts to think about who this person could be.
Ja siis ta hakkab mõtlema, kes see inimene võiks olla.
And she'd never heard Reinhard Bonke speech or anything.
Ta ei olnud kunagi Reinhard Bonke jutlustega midagi kuulnud.
But eventually she found out about this youth meeting in Birmingham, I think
Aga
it was.
Lõpuks ta saab teada selle noorte kogunemise kohta seal Birmingham.
So she takes her youth group.
Siis ta võtab oma selle noorte gruppi.
And she goes.
Ja läheb.
And she, she's wheeled in there in her wheelchair.
Siis ta on seal oma ratastooliga.
And there's about 12 other wheelchairs there.
Ja on 12 teist seda ratastooli ka seal.
And so at the same time.
Ja samal ajal.
Reinhard Bonke. Other side of the curtain.
Teisel pool seda kardinat.
He's praying.
Palvetab.
Lord, what do you want to do today?
Issand, mis sa tahad täna teha?
What miracle you want to do today?
Mis ime sa tahad täna teha?
And the Lord shows to him very clearly.
Ja Jumal näitab talle täiesti selgelt.
This woman in the wheelchair on the left.
See naine ratastoolis seal vasakul.
She's gonna get healed today.
Tema saab täna tervendatud.
And obviously Reinhard Bonke is full of excitement.
Ja Reinhard Bonke muidugi on hästi elevil.
So he goes and starts to preach the gospel.
Ta läheb lavale, hakkab seal evangeeliumi jutlustama.
And does his fiery preaching.
Teeb oma sellist tulist jutlust.
And then he gives an altar call.
Ja siis ta teeb selle altari kutse.
And 1500 of these kids come forward.
1500 last tulevad ette.
And so they're praying for all of these people there.
Ja kui ta nende eest kõik seal palvetab.
And then suddenly the organizer comes to him.
Siis järsku tuleb see ürituse organiseerija tema juurde.
Says, look sorry, I've only booked this room until 6 o'clock.
Siis ta ütleb, sorry, et ma ainult kella 6:00 nagu reserveerisin selle ruumi.
So we have to end.
Et me peame lõpetama hakkama.
There's 15 minutes left.
Meil on ainult 15 minutit jäänud.
And he remembers.
Ja siis tuleb Reinhard Bonkele meelde.
I haven't prayed for the sick.
Ma ei ole haigete eest veel palvetanud.
So he starts to run.
Siis ta hakkab jooksma.
Look for these people in the wheelchairs.
Hakkab neid ratastoolis inimesi otsima.
And so she goes to this lady.
Ja läheb selle naise juurde.
And he prays for her.
Ja palvetab tema eest.
And she says in the name of Jesus get up.
Ja ütleb Jeesus nimel tõuse üles.
And she gets up.
Ja siis ta tõuseb püsti.
But feels really, angry or irritated, why are you doing this to me?
Ja, aga ta tunneb samal ajal ennast üsna nagu ärritunult kuidagi, et miks sa teed seda minu?
And she falls back in the wheelchair.
Ja kukub tagasi sinna ratastooli.
And then Reinhard remembers.
Ja siis Reinhardile tuleb meelde.
It was the lady on the left.
Et see pidi olema see naine seal vasakul.
So he runs to her.
Läheb, jookseb tema juurde.
I think the cameras by that point had figured out what's happening.
Ja kaamerad said sellel hetkel vist juba aru, mis toimumas on.
So all are following him.
Siis kõik kaameramed jooksid talle järele.
So he goes to this lady on the left.
Siis ta läheb selle vasakul oleva naise juurde.
Which was obviously Jean.
Kes oli mõistagi Jean.
Who realized that her whole dream is coming true.
Kes sai selleks äkki aru, et kogu tema une nagu lähebki täide.
She saw that lady get up and sit back down.
Ta nägi seda teist naist, kes tõusis, aga siis tagasi.
And then Reinhard Bonke comes to her.
Siis Reinhard Bonke tuleb tema juurde.
Takes her by the hands.
Võtab teda kätega kinni.
Her husband is behind her.
Tema abikaas on tema taga.
Reinhard looks at him.
Reinhard vaatab tema abikaasa poole.
And he's cold face.
Ja tal on täiesti külm nägu.
Thinking what's happening.
Mõtled, mis toimub.
He turns back to her.
Siis pöörab ta oma pilgu tagasi selle naise juurde poole.
Jean, I have come to pray for, you know, lady, I have come to pray for you.
Et proua, ma olen tulnud sinu pärast palvetama.
Jesus is gonna heal you today.
Jeesus teeb su täna terveks.
And she cries out, tears falling down.
Ja siis ta hakkab nutma, pisarad jooksevad.
I know.
Ma tean.
I know. This is okay, I'm gonna pray for you.
Et okay, ma palvetan
sulle. And you're gonna stand up.
Ja sa tõused üle, püsti.
And the husband is looking at her angry, at him angry.
Mees vaatab teda vihaselt.
You know, you don't know what's up with her.
Sa ei tea, mis tal viga on.
She said, no, I'm praying for you and you're going to stand up.
Nüüd ma palvetan ja sa tõused püsti.
And he prays.
Ja ta palvetab.
She said, stand up in the name of Jesus.
Tõuse üle püsti Jeesuse nimel.
And she, you know, manages to stand up.
Ja siis tal õnnestub püsti tõusta.
But she falls down.
Aga kukub pikali.
In front of her.
No, ette poole.
And Rainer Bonke thinks, ah,
oh, you know what's happening. Mõtleb, et, nah, mis toimub.
But he realizes, she didn't fall back in the chair.
Ta mõtleb, taipab, et ta ei kukunud tagasi tooli.
She fell forward.
Ta kukkus ettepoole.
So this is probably progress.
See on ilmselt edasiminek.
So he goes and prays for her more.
Siis ta läheb ja palvetab tema eest
veel. And husband is there.
Ja ta abikaas on seal kõrval.
And he just says to her.
Siis ta ütleb lihtsalt talle.
Jesus is healing you.
Jeesus tervendab sind.
And then a little while longer.
Ja siis veidi aega hiljem.
Now get up in Jesus' name.
Nüüd tõuseb püsti Jeesuse nimel.
And she does.
Ja ta teeb seda.
And the next moment.
Ja järgmisel hetkel.
She ran away.
Jooksis naine minema.
She's running around the whole place shouting.
Jookseb kogu seal ruumis ringi ja hüüab.
Jesus healed me.
Jeesus tegi mu terveks.
And obviously the husband is in shock.
Mõistagi abikaasa on šokis.
And she's completely healed.
Ja tema, see naine on täiesti tervendatud.
Rainer Bonke is like, where is this woman?
Reinhard Bonke, kus see naine on?
Somebody, she's over there.
Keegi hüüdis, ta on seal.
Next one, no, she's over there.
Teine, ei, ta on hoopis seal.
Come on, give a testimony, he says.
Tule siia ja anna oma tunnistus.
She's completely healed.
Ta on täiesti tervendatud.
She's completely healed.
Ta on täiesti tervendatud.
She said later when she was on the floor.
Ta hiljem rääkis, et sel ajal, kui ta oli põrandal.
She could feel.
Ta tundis.
How her legs were being, you know, stretched out.
Kuidas jalad nagu tõmmati välja.
And like a metal rod went through her back.
Nagu mingi metall ora läks ta seljast läbi.
You know, it's a powerful story.
See on võimas lugu.
These things that were keeping her back.
Need asjad, mis teda tagasi hoidsid.
All the fear.
Kõik see hirm.
All the anxiety.
Kõik see ärevus.
You know, she did what she heard God say.
Ta tegi seda, mida ta kuulis, et Jumal käseb tal teha.
And she was obedient.
Ja ta oli kuulekas.
And so was Rainer Bonke.
Ja nii oli ka Rainer Bonke.
The key.
Võti.
The key in Christianity.
Kristluses.
Is to listen.
On kuulata.
And do as he says to you.
Ja teha nii, nagu ta sulle ütleb.
You know, to put your life down.
Et sa paned oma elu maha.
In front of Jesus.
Jeesuse ette.
And you listen to him.
Ja kuulad teda.
If you have your own agenda,
kui sul on mingi oma plaan,
it's never gonna be as good as his.
Ei ole see kunagi nii hea, kui on
it's
tema.
It's never gonna be as good as his.
See pole kunagi nii hea.
So I really believe God wants to, you know, help us in our with our inner enemies.
Ja ma tõesti usun, et Jumal tahab aidata meid meie sisemiste vaenlastega.
So why don't we pray before we finish? Everybody can stand up.
Kõik võivad tõusta, palvetame.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Tänu, issand Jeesus.
We just turn to you, Jesus, now.
Me pöördume sinu poole, Jeesus, praegu.
You know.
Sina tead.
What is inside of our hearts.
Mis on meie südamete sees.
That is, you know, defeating us.
Mis meid vangis hoiab.
You know our enemies.
Sa tunned meie vaenlasi.
That are robbing away our freedom.
Kes meie vabadust ära röövivad.
You know what is holding us back.
Sina tead, mis meid tagasi hoiab.
So I ask, Lord Jesus, now.
Ja ma palun, issand Jeesus, praegu.
That you would come.
Et sa tuleksid.
And thank you.
Ja täna, täna.
That your hand.
Et sinu käsi.
Is more powerful.
On võimsam veel.
Than the hand of our enemy.
Kui meie vaenlase käsi.
Who's holding us down.
Kes meid maas hoiab.
So I speak freedom right now.
Nii et ma räägin vabadust praegu.
To every heart.
Igasse südamesse.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Every single enemy.
Iga vaenlane.
Be defeated.
Ole võidetud.
Be gone.
Kao minem.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu, issand.